join in singing with.
I've heard a thousand stories of what they think you're like, but I've heard tender whispers of love in the dead of night, and you tell me that you're pleased and that I'm never alone. You're a good Father, it's you.
I praise. I'm alive and I'm forgiven. Let all of the love that you have given be what I give away. Yeah, every day, Lord, this I pray. Let the world see you.
Thank you so, so much, Praise Team. That was Cuteness Overload, wasn't it? Wow. Well, in case you didn't know, in case it didn't hit you yet, today is a little different. It is a fifth Sunday, and so we have our elementary age, K-5 and up, in here with us today. Also, my middle schoolers are in here today, so our median age dropped quite a bit today. And I love, love, love when we get these Sundays, four of them a year, to be able to stand here and worship together and just be able to listen and be on the same page all at one time. So it's a little glimpse into what happens next door every single week. Now it's modified a little bit, right? Not everything they do over there works for this environment. So it's modified a little bit, but today you're going to get a taste. You're going to be a game. There's going to be a host opening and closing, and in the middle of that will be a video, and then we're going to close with some discussion time and a couple more worship songs before we leave today. So that is where we are headed, and I'm going to invite Tara to the stage. Get us kicked.
Good morning. It's good to see everybody here this morning. And boys and girls in the room, it is especially glad to see that you're back for some more of our trek through the wilderness. Yes, for this month, we have been learning that trust is putting your confidence in someone you can depend on. Now, I have a great friend. Her name is Kimberly. She lives in California, so we don't get to spend as much time together as I would like. There's my buddy. There she is. So we don't get to spend as much time with one another, but we catch up on the phone with one another, and we laugh, we cry. We just can be real with one another, and it's important and good to have those friends and family in our lives. But more importantly than that, it's important that we know we can trust God no matter what. This more is good. Maybe I shouldn't be eating this in front of you right now. But I'll put that over there so I'm not tempted. But for now, we have a game all about s'mores this morning. And I have asked three of our MCs, kids MC leaders, to come up and join me on the stage. So right now, Angela, Desiree, and Lynn, come up and join me on the stage for a rousing game of Mystery S'mores. Here we go. All right. So here we are. Now, before we play our rousing game of Mystery S'mores, I want to introduce you to each one of these leaders. Okay. I'm going to start over here with Desiree. This is Desiree. Yes, yes. Thank you, Jeannie. Desiree has been serving in Kids U for the past 3 years. Desiree also gives leadership to the MBCC Kids Praise Team that just led us in worship. And she also gives leadership to our MBCC Kids on Mission Team. Thank you, Desiree, for sharing with our kids. All right. In the middle here, you see Angela. And Angela has been serving part of our Kids View ministry for the past 5 years. In addition to that, she also gives leadership to our MBCC Kids Praise Team. And before that, her family, some of their family, raise your hand, family, who's here with Angela. They were a part of cleaning team, and every single week they came and cleaned this entire building. So thank you for continuing to serve and give of your time. All right, can I get a drum roll, please? All right, drum roll, because this woman right here, this lady, her name is Lynn. Lynn, get this. Lynn has been serving for 13 years in Kids View. She began serving when we were located over at Culpeper High School. So she's been serving that long. That's pretty awesome. And I am sorry to embarrass you, but I am going to ask that Sherilyn, please stand up. This is our fourth Kids View MC. Please stand up. Yay! Okay. I need a drum roll here. Okay, another drum roll, please. Because this woman right here, Sherilyn, 15 years, I believe you've been serving. 15 years. So yes, thank you. All right. Guys, I get to serve with some amazing, alongside some amazing leaders. And you, your boys and girls get to be led by some amazing, amazing leaders. All right, you ready? You ready? Because this is gonna be fun. Are you hungry? All right, because we are gonna create for you three brand new flavors of s'mores. Okay, but out here, what are the typical s'mores ingredients? What do we, yell them out. Awesome. So right here, I have created the three ingredients. We have graham crackers, we have chocolate, and we have marshmallows. And what I'm going to ask for our leaders to do right now is I'm going to ask them to blindfold themselves. And in just a moment, we are going to put a screen up for you, and we have some mystery ingredients. Now, before we put that slide up, remember, while they can't see because they're blindfolding themselves, they can still hear. So please don't yell out the name of the ingredient. Each ingredient has a letter beside it, and I will ask you to tell me which mystery ingredient to add to their s'more. Okay, let's put it up. Let's put the screen up. Oh. All right, you guys are in for a treat. This is exciting. So let's start right here with Miss Lynn. What ingredient, and remember, just let her, boy, yell it out, boys and girls, what mystery ingredient should we give Miss Lynn? Okay, I think I'm hearing D. So I'm going to put D, because that's what I heard. I'm hearing D. No, I heard D. Okay. There we go. Miss Lynn's is created. Let's go to Angela. What mystery ingredient should we give Angela? All right, I heard it. E. 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 I put a lot of it. Yes, Bailey, I did. I put a lot of that. Okay. Desiree, what should we give Desiree? Okay, I'm hearing a couple different things, but a daughter in the front row said C. So, Issa said C. All right, here we go. You ready? All right, let's start with Miss Lynn. Miss Lynn, I want you to eat your brand new mystery s'more, and I want you to tell us how you like it and what ingredient you think we added into this lovely s'more this morning. I'm not going to tell you that. You tell us that. I think you're going to need some extra napkins. Yay, it's jelly. You can take off your blindfold. Yes, you want to continue eating your mystery s'more? All right, very good. All right, Angela, your treasure, your treat is next. Here you go, Miss Angela. All right. No! Mayonnaise! continue eating your mystery s'more? Are you sure? All right, I can't understand why. I don't know why you wouldn't want to continue eating that. And Desiree, last but not least. Okay, maybe it is, maybe it isn't. Why don't you take a bite and tell us? You want to keep eating that one, Desiree? You guys, sensational. You guys are awesome. So much fun. Well, boys and girls, older campers, these leaders had to trust that we would create for them a delicious new treat. For some of them, I'm not sure that was such a good idea. But nevertheless, the idea is that at some level, trust was required in this game. Now, I hope that you're excited about being here for the final week of walking through Joseph's life. And if you've been here with us, boys and girls, throughout the entire month of September, you know that each week we've been building on Joseph's story. But don't fear, because if you're here for the first time today, I'm going to give a little kid-friendly recap. Now, understand that Joseph's story is found in the book of Genesis. So later you can go and you can actually read all the different pieces and parts. But in a kid-friendly way, I'm going to set up the story, and then we'll watch on the video as we hear the final part of his life today. Now, Joseph was the great-grandson of Abraham, and Joseph had a lot of brothers. He had many brothers, and the Bible tells us that Joseph's brothers were jealous of him, and they sold him into slavery. So Joseph lands in Egypt. When Joseph gets to Egypt, he's misunderstood, he's falsely accused, and this then leads him to prison. Now, he wasn't in prison for a day, a week, even a month. The Bible tells us that Joseph was stuck in that prison for years, okay? Now remember, as I'm telling this, Joseph's human like you and I, okay? He has feelings, he has emotions, he's experiencing what he's going through. When we read this story in the Bible, we read it maybe all in one sitting, and it seems like it's going back quite fast, but it's not. He's stuck there for years. And finally, after many years, Joseph gets out of prison. He's released from prison, and the Pharaoh offers him this amazing job as governor of Egypt. Okay? Now, this morning, we're going to watch on the screen about how Joseph learned to trust God in those places in his life. So watch with me as we learn how he trusts God in those moments.
The Bible, it's 66 books of history, stories, letters, and poetry that fit together to form God's one big story. The epic adventure of how he created us and loves us so much that he made a way to rescue us. As we travel through the Bible, from Genesis to Revelation, we discover people who met God and found their lives changed forever. And now for an amazing story, inspired by the book of Genesis, chapters 42 to 45.
The Bible, it's God's one big story, the epic adventure of how he created us and how he loves us so much that he made a way to rescue us even when we turned our backs on him. And as we travel through the Bible from Genesis to Revelation, we discover people who actually met God and whose lives changed forever. One of these people was a man named Joseph, the great-grandson of Abraham. Now, years before, Joseph's brothers had sold him as a slave, and even though he had faced very difficult years in Egypt, he still trusted God, even when it seemed like he had been forgotten. And at the right time, God brought Joseph out of prison and gave him a great position of power in Egypt. In fact, he was second in command after Pharaoh and in charge of all the food supplies in the land.
When someone comes to buy food, give them their grain with a smile.
Even if they're rude.
Absolutely. And tell them, my pleasure.
Joseph had worked hard to store up grain for the entire country, and now a terrible famine had arrived, and all the crops failed in Egypt.
In today's forecast for Central Egypt, hold on to your thrones. It's going to be scorching heat with 0% chance of rain for the 392nd day in a row.
People in nearby lands were hungry too, including Joseph's own father and brothers in Canaan.
Don't just sit there looking at each other. I've heard there's grain in Egypt. Go buy some for us.
Jacob's youngest son, Benjamin, jumped up.
I'm on it, Dad.
Not you, Ben. I mean Simeon. Judah. Everyone else.
Aw, Dad, I really wanted to learn how to walk like an Egyptian.
But Jacob stood firm, so only the 10 older brothers set out for Egypt on their donkeys. And when they finally arrived there, they stood before Joseph and bowed low to him, just as Joseph had seen in his dream so many years before.
My brothers!
Though Joseph recognized his brothers, they didn't know who he was. He pretended not to know their language and spoke to them through an interpreter.
Where do you come from?
We are all brothers who came from Canaan to buy food.
Joseph wanted to test his brothers, so instead of revealing who he was, he accused them.
You are spies.
No, sir. We were 12 brothers. Our youngest brother is now with our father, and one brother is gone.
I still say you're all spies. We just came for food. Prove it. One of you must stay here in prison while the rest of you go home and bring back your brother. Then I'll believe you.
Joseph had Simeon tied up and then sent his other brothers home with food and grain for the journey.
What happened to service with a smile?
Let's just call this a unique situation.
When the brothers finally stopped for the night, Judah reached into his sack to get food for his donkey.
My money! They gave it back!
Something's not right.
When the brothers arrived home, they told Jacob everything that had happened as they unloaded their sacks of grain.
They gave my money back too. Everyone's money.
What kind of trouble have you gotten us into?
We have to go back for Simeon. We have to take Benjamin.
I've already lost Joseph, now Simeon. And you want to take Benjamin too? I don't think so.
So the brothers stayed home, but soon the grain they brought from Egypt was gone.
Go back. Buy more food.
You know we can't go without Benjamin. I promise to keep him safe.
Inconceivable. Okay, fine. Go.
Yes!
Take lots of gifts, and twice the money you took before. May God cause this man to show you mercy.
Once more, the brothers traveled the long road back to Egypt. This time, Joseph invited them to sit down to a meal at his home and released Simeon to join them.
You guys, what took you so long?
When Joseph arrived, they all bowed low again. Joseph was overcome to see his youngest brother, Benjamin.
May God be gracious to you, my son.
Joseph was so moved, he had to leave the room for a few moments to weep. When he returned, he ordered his servants to give Benjamin 5 times as much food as the others.
Wow, thanks.
My pleasure.
But Joseph wasn't finished testing his brothers. He told his manager to fill his brothers' sacks with grain again and give them all their money back. But this time, he told them to put his own special silver cup in Benjamin's sack.
Are you sure about this?
I'm going somewhere good with this. Promise.
The brothers were only a few miles down the road when Joseph sent his manager after them.
Stop, rogues! One of you has taken my master's silver cup.
We would never do that. Search our sacks and see.
My pleasure. But if one of you has the cup, you'll become my slave. Uh-huh.
In moments, Joseph's manager pulled the silver cup from Benjamin's sack.
Ooh, shiny! That isn't good, is it?
The brothers were so upset they tore their clothes and returned to the city to appear before Joseph.
What have you done?
We have no way to prove we haven't done something wrong. So make us all your slaves.
Of course not. Just the man who stole the cup.
We can't do that. Our father already had a son killed by wild animals. If he sees Benjamin isn't with us when we return, he'll die. I promise to keep Benjamin safe, so let me be your slave instead.
Joseph couldn't hide the truth any longer. He ordered everyone but his brothers to leave the room.
I am Joseph.
The brothers were stunned. Joseph had been a kid when they sold him as a slave so long ago, and now God had put him in charge of a whole country.
Don't be upset. Don't be angry with yourselves. God sent me ahead of you to save many lives.
As Joseph spoke, he knew it was true, even in the darkest moments when he had been kidnapped, lied about, left in prison. God was still with him. God was still working out his plan.
Come live here, you and all your families. There's going to be 5 more years without enough food, but if you live here, I can give you everything you need.
Joseph hugged his brother Benjamin, and both men wept.
Wow, thanks, big bro.
My pleasure.
The brothers returned home and gave the amazing news to their father.
My son Joseph is still alive. I'll go and see him before I die.
So Jacob and all of Joseph's family traveled to Egypt to live. And because God had risen Joseph to such a high position of power, the family had enough to eat. And over the years, God grew them from a single family into an entire nation of people.
What an incredible story of Joseph's life. Incredible, because no matter what Joseph was going through, even when he was falsely accused, thrown into prison, left for years, overlooked, even all that time, he held on to one truth, solid truth. He held on to the fact, just like the MVCC kids praise team sang, that he had a good, good father. He held on to the fact that his heavenly father had a plan for him. And he was with him, even in the hardest of times. And because Joseph trusted God, because he did that, he was able to provide food for his family during the famine. And also, the promise that God had given his great-grandfather Abraham many, many years earlier was able to come to fulfillment. And then his single family grew into a nation of people. You know, each one of us here today, we're like Joseph in the sense that our lives are also filled with ups and downs. And just like Joseph, we can remember during those trying times that God is with us and that he has a design and a master plan and purpose for our lives. And we can trust that God has a good plan. Now, let's think about it for a moment. Think how differently things might have gone if Joseph had decided to take revenge on his brothers instead of forgiving them. How differently things would have played out. Or what if Joseph, way back in prison, had gotten stuck in the pain cycle? Because honestly, think about this for a moment. We read these stories in the Bible, and we read them in one sitting, right? And so we think, oh, yeah, must have been easy for them. But understand, Joseph was human like you and I. And he wasn't in prison for a day or a week or a month. This was years. And for years, he was left there in that hard and difficult place. And so the fact that he continued in that place to remind himself of the truth that God was with him, that's powerful. That's powerful. Now, the truth is God was always with Joseph. Let's take a moment and back up here for a moment. Before Joseph forgave his brothers, let's think through some things, okay? So before Joseph forgave his brothers, he was in prison, right? And he interpreted Pharaoh's drink taster's dream while he was in prison. But he never would have been in prison in the first place if he hadn't been falsely accused when he landed in Egypt. And he never even would have been in Egypt, right? If his family and his brothers had taken care of him like they should have, right? And like they should have honored him. And they should have protected him, but they didn't do that. And so all the way along his life, in those key places and those key points, if he were to look at those times in his life, none of it would have been making any sense. Okay? That wouldn't have made sense to his mind. But he kept believing the truth that God was with him and that God had a plan. Now, many years after Joseph's brother sold him into slavery, Joseph had some profound words to say, and they're going to be up on the screen. And where are my boys and girls? Can you wave, boys and girls? Anybody who's here in Kids View? All right. This is what I'd like you to do with me right now. On the count of three, I would like you to read the words that Joseph shared with his brothers. Can you do that? Okay, we're going to get ready. Can you? I didn't hear anything. Can you do that with me? Yes, do that with me. Okay, so here we go. 1, 2, 3. You planned to harm me, but God planned it for good. He planned to do what is now being done. He wanted to save many lives. Thank you. Genesis 50:20. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So, all right, those were our younger campers. But we have some more older campers in the room. So I'm going to ask our older campers now to read aloud the scripture passage that's on the screen. Same format. I'm going to count down to three, and we'll have our older campers do that. Okay? Is that all right with you, older campers? All right. Thank you. Thank you. Here we go. 1, 2, and 3. You planned to harm me, but God planned it for good. He planned to do what is now being done. He wanted to save many lives. Right. So as we say it, we hear it for our lives today. Now, boys and girls, I'm going to give you another chance to put your voice with conviction with the older campers. So we're going to do it all together now. And instead of counting to three, I'm going to count down. And when we get to one, let's see if we can fill this room, fill this space with conviction. Ready? So here we go. 3, 2, and 1. You planned to harm me, but God planned it for good. He planned to do what is now being done. He wanted to save many lives. Genesis 50, verse 20. Thank you. You see all that bad stuff that happened to Joseph? God was weaving that into a master plan. It wasn't just random bad stuff happening to Joseph. God was in control. He was weaving that all the way along his life. Now, similarly, Jesus came and walked on this earth, and he was human as well, lived a human life, and he had a lot of ups and downs as well. Some high points in his life, some low points in his life, and things were difficult for him, but God wove those times together and had a plan and a purpose for Jesus to save the entire world. And so God was always about a plan and a purpose to bless us. Right now, this morning, you may come here into this room, into the church right now, and you may be at a high time in your life, and maybe things are going well, and maybe God is answering your prayers rather quickly, and maybe, just maybe, things seem to be making sense for you right now. Like it makes sense, and things are going well. But you may be here this morning, and things are not adding up, and things are not making sense. In fact, you may be here this morning, and much like Joseph, maybe the people in your family who were supposed to be protecting you and having your back, maybe they're the ones that have rejected you. And maybe, just like Joseph, you've been abandoned. And maybe the one who you thought would really take care of you and love you has done anything but. And maybe like Joseph, when he was in prison for many years, maybe you feel like Joseph in the sense that you feel like bad things keep happening and you can't catch a break. Like Joseph, he wasn't catching a break, languishing in that prison for years, right? He had been overlooked at points and forgotten, or it felt that way anyway. So just like Joseph, you may feel that it's too hard. But remember the truth that Joseph stood on, that key truth, right? That God was with him and God had a plan. Those key truths that you and I can remember as well. Now, typically at this time in our service in Kidsview, typically our boys and girls would go off to their small group, and their small group leaders would have some one-on-one personal time with them, applying the Bible truths from the lesson to their lives. And we do that in a variety of different ways. We do that through games, we do that through crafts, we do that through small group questions. But here for today, right now in this room, we're going to modify it just a bit. And in a moment, there's going to be a small group question on the screen. And what I'm going to ask you to do is to find one or two others around you and answer this question. It should come on the screen. What are you going through right now in your life? And you may share a high things that are going well in your life right now. You may share something challenging that you're walking through right now, currently. But I don't want you to stop there. I do want you to share that with one or two others beside you. But then I want you to share this with one another. I want you to share the truth that God is with you and that God is working out a plan for your life. So there's going to be a two-minute countdown clock that comes on the screen. Go ahead, find one or two others around you. Answer this question one to another, and I'll come back up on the stage after the time is finished, okay? So find somebody, answer the question. Okay, it's good to hear you talking one with another this morning, and I'm so glad that you have taken the opportunity to share what's going on in your lives. Some of you don't want to stop sharing what's going on in your life, which is a great thing, actually, and we love that, and that's a cool thing that we love, that our boys and girls have their small group and can do exactly that. That's awesome. So I'm just rudely interrupting you right now, but I love that. And so I'm thankful because even the small group question that was on the screen helps us to think, how can we apply what Joseph learned in his life into our lives here today with what we're walking through and what we're going through? Pastor Mark has been sharing throughout the month of September a parenting series. He's been walking through a parenting series. And this morning, for just a couple of minutes, I want to highlight a parenting resource that's called Parent Q. And this is a short video on Parent Q, but it's a great resource for moms and dads who have kids in elementary age, especially that want to walk through a discussion question with their son or daughter throughout the week to connect with what they've just learned on a Sunday morning. So watch on the screen and watch this cool parenting app technique.
From the day your child is born to the day they graduate, you have 936 weeks. 936 weeks of soccer practice and homework, and teaching them to use deodorant. 936 weeks to instill values, to build character, and to prepare them to face the world. You want to be a great parent, and we're here to help with each moment of parenting gold. Driving your fourth grader to practice. Saying goodbye to your 10th grader as he's walking out the door. Eating tacos in the kitchen with your 7th grader. Tucking your toddler in at night. These moments happen every week, and we want you to be aware of the time you have left, because when you are, you do more with the time you have now. We cue you with easy, just-in-time ideas of things to say, things to do, and things to think about to connect with the heart of your child. Our cues are grounded in God's big story, so your child can discover the power of faith in those everyday moments of life. Every cue fits the context of your child's developmental phase. We cue you when your high schooler won't leave their room, your middle schooler won't pick up their clothes, your two-year-old won't stop talking. We help you understand these moments, and we help you connect. You only have 936 weeks. You can't afford to waste them. Parent Cue, it's what we do. Download it for free today.
I hope that some of you will take the opportunity to check that out. It's a great parenting resource. My younger campers, older campers, I'm glad you were here with us this morning. I hope that you enjoyed worshiping with us on this fifth Sunday family service this morning. Could you just close with me in prayer as we ask God to help us to trust Him just like Joseph did? Bow your heads with me. God, I thank you that you are always about a master plan in our lives. I thank you that you sent your son Jesus. Thank you that you've forgiven us for our sins and you are always with us. And you will never leave us or forsake us. And even though sometimes we may not understand how things are working out, we might not understand why things are still hard and difficult for us. God, I thank you for the example of Joseph's life. I thank you for the key truths, Lord God, that you are with us and you love us and you're a good, good father and you have a good plan for our lives. God, it's all about you, all about your story, your plan, your purpose. Thank you that one day we will get to see all of what you are about. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.